Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we want to wish you all a blessed Advent. Amen. As if it's here. The scriptures tell us to be ready, get ready. It comes like a thunderclap.
It's also a new year.
And it's a new
liturgical year.
Happy
New Year.
So many things to celebrate. We would certainly love to hear from you. So today we're taking your questions from our audience. Any comment, if you're watching, it's Monday, we're here very alive. Give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are calling and you are outside North America, you can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you could always send us your email or your question to jimandjoy@ewtn.com, and check us out on Facebook. So the question for today's show is so apropos. How do you prepare yourself during Advent? Now, we just came off Thanksgiving weekend,
yes,
right? And so there are so many things. You prepared, did everything for Thanksgiving, and then it rolls around, and now we're going to Mass, and it's the first Sunday in Advent, and the Advent wreath is there, and how are you preparing yourself?
Yeah.
There's so many things you could prepare, your home, your workplace things, but how are you tending to your own soul during this Advent?
And I was thinking about Thanksgiving and all the preparation we did, especially you, maybe even weeks before, our fireplace being decorated, the table being decorated. And that's about Advent as well, that we're preparing for the coming of the Lord. I mean, if you didn't put out the plates and we didn't buy the ham and the turkey and everything else, and people just came, they would say, you weren't prepared. You weren't ready. Are you really prepared for the coming of the Lord? And if not, good news, you got 4 weeks, week one is on its way. You have all these other days in the 4 weeks period of time, and we're preparing for the coming of the Lord. Adventus means coming, at least three comings that we know of. Week one in the season of Advent is always about the second coming of the Lord, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, we have the nativity of our Lord. It's not his incarnation. He's incarnated in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but he shows his face. He's finally born, his nativity. Jesus, God incarnate, walks the face of the earth. Awesome. And the perpetual coming of the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit in other people through the sacraments, Jesus is continually coming to us, knocking on the door of our hearts. Mm-hmm. Will you open the door to him? And are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Or some of us might die sooner than we think we're going to die, and the Lord's coming for you. Mm. And you will behold him face to face. And he doesn't want us to shrink back from his appearing. He wants us to behold him like a bride waiting for the groom to come and take her into his arms. EWTN.com/Advent. Mm. EWTN.com/Advent. Tremendous resources. You can get Father Joseph's ebook. Every weekend, the Sunday teachings, his elaboration upon that. There's videos there by Father Joseph, by Mother Angelica. This is a tremendous teaching tool for those who are considering coming into the Catholic faith, or you are a Catholic, maybe you haven't celebrated Advent well in the past, or maybe you have, you need some new ideas. EWTN.com/Advent. Great resources there. Putting into context Advent, the preparations that you could do and to make. And we want to hear from you. We're asking that question because we want to hear from you. We want you to call us. We want you to tell us how you're preparing this year, maybe how you do that with your family, and so what this means to you. 1-800-221-9460, 205-271-2980. Call us now. Email us. And we want to know how you are preparing for the coming of the Lord. Well, we hear that you say that you're coming back soon, but we act like you're not even returning. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, remember that today we're taking your comments and your questions on our show. So if you're watching, it's Monday. We're here very alive. Give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460 outside North America. You can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So here we are in the first Sunday of Advent. The question is this: how do you prepare yourself during Advent? And for me, it's really, really pushing back all the forces of this world. If you watch television and all the Christmas programs and everything that we should be doing and how we have to decorate and put everything up and blah, blah, blah. And then we just kind of get caught on the crazy train. And it's like, no, that's not what Advent is about. Advent is about preparing. Hopefully, the most important part is ourselves, preparing our interior life, going instead of dressing the window, dressing the mantle, dressing the table, dressing the tree, all those things. How are you dressing your soul? How are you increasing your virtues, decreasing your vices? Are you planning to go to confession? Are you planning an Advent retreat? Are you going to pick up maybe some different Advent music, doing an Advent devotion, having an Advent candle, an Advent wreath in your home, and going through the devotion as a family? Last night, we had to get out the Advent, our little Advent wreath, and we create it. You create time and space. If you don't, if you don't create time and space, it won't happen.
You won't be ready.
You won't be ready. And the deal is, everything happens with great, this is what life taught me, I love growing old, intentional. You have to be intentional. Nothing just kind of, oh, that's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to get itself together.
Yeah.
No. We make it get together.
Let's hear
right?
what Jesus has to say about getting ready for his second coming, because it's really going to happen. Maybe not in our lifetime, maybe so. Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, on earth. Nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect, raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Jesus wants us to be ready. And we need to apply ourselves to that end. He says, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness. So maybe we're not carousing, maybe we're not drunk, maybe we are doing some of those things. If you're hearing this and you're doing those things, let us repent and believe in the gospel of Christ. He says, the anxieties of this world can bring you so much trouble, and you're so focused on the anxieties, who doesn't have those, that you're not ready for the coming of the Lord. He says that it will catch you by surprise. Something's coming after you to catch you, to take you away from preparing. It'll catch you like a trap. And suddenly you're caught in a trap, like a bear trap, and there you are in the trap. It says, don't be surprised. It'll come like a trap. That day will assault you. It will assault everyone. Assault means you're getting punched, you're getting hit. Nobody will be exempt on the coming of the Lord. You will be assaulted, it says. But you must be vigilant at all times. Pray that you have strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of God. Don't shrink back in fear. If you're prepared, you don't have to shrink back in fear. Your groom is coming for you. The Lord is coming for you. Do we believe this? That we believe in the resurrection and of the dead and the life of the world to come? Amen. I believe, Lord. Help my unbelief. We have a call, Joy?
Yes, Lisa from Pennsylvania. Lisa, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy. How are you preparing yourself during this Advent?
Well, our prayer group, we do the 9 excesses of love. And hold on one second.
Okay, hold so on. This is...
It's the nine excesses of love that Louisa Picaretta, what it says is that he showed her on 1900 on his birthday that he suffered not all 9 months from the moment he was conceived. Do you hear an echo?
Okay, I think we just lost connection with her. But anyway, I'm not sure of the devotion she's sharing, but it's important that we're preparing in some way, and that's what we're saying. And so what are you doing? What are we doing in preparation? What litany, what devotion, what novena, what in terms of preparation for the coming of our Lord?
Well, there are so many things, especially, you know, as we were raising our children, a big centerpiece for us and our family was the Advent wreath. You know, because the children, they were in sports, who was doing basketball, where they were going, what they were doing. We would come home, we would have a meal together, and you just gotta shut the world off. You got to say, no, this is sacred time, sacred space, and we're going to gather and we're going to be together and we're going to get through this devotion. And Jesus is going to enter in, you know, and the kids be moaning and complaining. But no, you have to train them. And now, as they do their own families, now we were talking at Thanksgiving just about, what about your Advent and what are you going to do and what are your devotions as we're preparing? Because everything has to happen with great intentionality. And I think, especially as a mother, you can't let the world, because the world will invade them with everything that's happening on the television, all the commercialism, everything that you need to buy, what you need. It's all these sales. You have to go shopping. There's nothing.
And that's not the worst
of it. Nothing.
That's not the worst of it.
Right.
They pervert, they twist what Christmas is, what Christmas is all about.
And you'll never hear the name Jesus.
Yeah, unless it's used blasphemously, okay? So that's what's going on. Are we concerned about the world? Did you hear what Jesus Christ just said? When I come, you'll be assaulted by my power and my glory. Are you ready? Are you ready if God claims your life today? You fool, tonight, this day, you say you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. I want your soul. And it could be a young person, an older person, somebody still healthy, an accident. Do we live like our life here on earth is coming to an end, maybe sooner rather than later? Oh, let us come to the Lord. He's giving us these 4 weeks to come and to ask for the mercy of the Lord. Lord, and like you said, go to confession, make a good confession. Every day, just make a confession. If you can't make a formal sacramental confession, because you want to be ready. I know the older I get, I'm just saying, people say, well, what are you doing? What are you? I said, I'm working on my death and meeting the Lord and wanting to be fully received by him. If I could do that, I'm preparing to die every day. And it's not morbid at all, because I believe in everlasting life. I believe in eternal life. I believe there's a whole nother life where our lives are transformed. I want to spend eternity with Jesus and my loved ones there.
We have another phone call. This is Mercedes on the phone from Texas. Mercedes, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy. Your question or your comment?
I just wanted to let you know that I'm preparing myself for the coming of Jesus Christ by looking at the people that annoy me. I live with a large family. And people that are not charitable with the love of Jesus, that I see Jesus in them as they speaking about things that are not agreeable.
Yeah. No, that's a real opportunity, Mercedes, for personal growth, isn't it? And to practice mercy and grace, to give them the exact opposite of what they deserve, whether they're speaking kind words or they're not speaking kind words, or how they're treating you. And really, the only thing that matters is our response to them. And it might be, you know, they might need to say, have a heart dump and say some things that aren't helpful for you to hear. And sometimes our only response could be is, well, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to be praying for you. Yeah. Enough said.
Appreciate so much your sharing. Sometimes we just get high and lofty, myself as well. But it's like, What I'm doing to prepare for the Lord is I'm not nice to some people, you know. And it's the special grace people. But you're saying you're seeking the face of Christ in them. And that's so important. That's what Christmas is. That the face of God in Jesus Christ is revealed, and God walks the face of the earth. God makes history. And he says, as you do it to the least, as you do it to anyone else, you're doing it to me. Seek my face. You're welcoming me at Christmas, but are you welcoming your brother, your sister? Doesn't even mean you deny the things that are difficult, you know, with them. But you're saying, I act differently, I behave differently when I seek the face of Jesus Christ, when he's the mediator between me and this one who I have difficulty with. Thank you for that practical counsel.
Well, I'm going to read this beautiful Christmas novena. It says, "Hail and blessed be the hour and the moment of which the Son of God was born of a most pure virgin at a stable at midnight in the piercing cold. And at the hour vouchsake, I beseech thee to hear my prayers and grant my desires." And then you mention your request, "through Jesus Christ and his most blessed mother. Amen." And those are beautiful Christmas novenas that you can do. There are so many beautiful prayers that you can pray. There's so many things. Just go to EWTN.com/Advent that has already been prepared for you. Someone has been intentional to prepare a way for you, and all you have to do is click on it, receive it, read it, participate in it, and let Jesus do the great work that he wants to do with you. For some of us, this might be our last Christmas. We might think, I got many more Christmases ahead. Do we? I don't know. But how do you want to live? How do you want to be? What kind of light and witness do you want? Do you have oil in your lamp? Are you being brilliant in your essence, in your shining for the light of Christ? Is that happening through you? And is your witness and your love and your life making a difference, as Mercedes said, in all the family members who are there? And it might be coworkers, it might be, and just, we call them extra grace people. We all have them. Not every person is for us. And so there's just some people where we need to go deeper in our soul to have extra grace, to love, to maybe not speak, to pray more for that person, and to bless their lives.
Thanks so much for your comments, your calls. Altogether, we'll prepare ourselves to meet the Lord face to face. He'll give us the grace to do that. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to hear from Joan Lewis about the importance of Advent and how we can use this time to prepare for the coming of our Lord.
Well, greetings from Roma. Here we are in the second day of Advent, that beautiful liturgical season when we await the birth of our Savior, of our Redeemer, the one who, as my little rosary book says, the one who reopens the gates of heaven and came to give us all a second chance at paradise. So, and in a way, Advent is very much like an event in real life. When someone is expecting a child, you prepare for that event, you pray all goes well, you bring gifts to celebrate, and you kind of ponder the moment when you might first hold that newborn. All this is done with a smile on our face, with love in our hearts. And it made me think, shouldn't we do that? Shouldn't that be magnified 1,000 times when we anticipate in this season the birth of our Savior? I mean, it kind of takes your breath away. Now, yesterday in my parish here in Rome, St. Patrick's, Father Troy Niemerg, he's from the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, and he's currently studying in Rome. He presided at Mass and gave the homily. And he said that when he was in fourth or fifth grade and his older brother was in high school, they were part of a program, a foreign exchange student program. And in fact, they were receiving a young German boy, a teenager. And before that, however, Troy said, his mom involved the whole family in cleaning the house from top to bottom as we awaited our important guest. And he said, when you think about it, he said, Advent can kind of be like that. For us, it was a time of decluttering. And he said, Advent can be a time when we want to declutter our thoughts and our hearts, when we want to engage in spiritual activities that will ready us for the coming of Christ. And of course, prime among those activities, number one, is prayer, as it should be, obviously, every day of our lives. And prayer is that so much needed quiet time of a day when we can focus on the essential, when we talk to God, when we tell Him how we can't wait until He comes. Now, prayer, of course, you should include the rosary. And think about it. You can pray along with Mary as she is expecting the birth of Jesus. And you might even visit her when she goes to see Elizabeth, who is expecting, even at her age, who was expecting the birth of John the Baptist. And, you know, that makes you kind of think, maybe there's someone in our lives who, in this season, we need to go and visit and perhaps help. So there's so many possibilities for the season of Advent, but we don't have too much time here, so back to you.
Thank you so much, Joan. I liked Joan saying when they were preparing for the guests to come, they cleansed the house top to bottom all the way through. That's preparation. Understand the magnitude of the one who's coming. Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. He didn't say exactly the season or time. He just said, you better be ready. There'll be no place to hide. Make straight the paths of righteousness now and shine your light, because we will be face to face with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and of our Christ. Maranatha, Lord. Maranatha, Lord. Even so, Lord Christ, come. This world, the universe, your church needs you. May we be a beautiful, fit bride for your coming. God bless you. May this be the best Advent of your life. Keep it on EWTN. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.